who I'm expecting to join it are persons with autism themselves, they're autistic or neurodiverse, or people that are part of DPO's disability persons organisations. Really what I'm looking for here is the lived experience of the individual themselves or their parents or their siblings. And the reason why I'm looking for that real involvement, because I think the best people that should be involved in the oversight and the implementation and holding strategy to account are the people that will impact most themselves. So this is quite an unusual piece where I want to step back a bit. I want the department to step back, and I really want this strategy, this oversight piece, to be held by people themselves within the autistic community, because they're the best people that knows themselves. From the consultation, we've an awful lot of feedback in on it, and they will look at that feedback and they will help formulate as to exactly the sense of direction of the strategy.
You are saying that these people would take the lead in any decision that would be made going forward regarding, I don't know, facility policy, maybe regarding people with disability. You know, they seem to be maybe at a loss. So this will actually help going forward bring that into fruition, or any ideas or any policy that may come in the future.
Absolutely. And through the implementation of the Autism Innovation Strategy and the work of this oversight and advisory group, we have a unique opportunity to address the challenges faced by people with autism and to build more autism-friendly country. And when I talk about it in that language, I talk about education, I talk about health, I talk about employment, I talk about third-level education. I also talk about living independently within your own community. I talk about transport. And I talk about culture, but the people that will come forward will help shape how this strategy will be developed and how it will also be implemented and holding the strategy to account. I've looked and I've spent an awful lot of time on this, and I've looked right around the world as to how Ireland can be a leader in this space. And I've seen the wonderful work that has gone on in Malta and in Canada and in the UK. And I think there's an opportunity here for Ireland to also put our mark on a global stage through the Autism Innovation Strategy, but really, really with the involvement of the lived experience themselves in saying how we as Ireland can make this a very, very inclusive community for persons with autism.